Buzz.
When you hear a lot of people talking at the same time, it kinda has a similar sound to a freaking beehive. Or maybe that's a metaphor I'm trying to make work. We write songs for a living, but I don't think this one works.
He just rhymed work with work.
Yes, he did.
That lazy guy.
Oh, just shut your mouth, sit back, relax, and listen to the hive.
And you didn't sound you didn't sound stupid at all.
Boy.
That's what's great about it.
Cash.
Like, you didn't sound like a moron.
How do you get yourself
if anybody said you were being a moron, I'd be like,
no way.
Totally wasn't being a moron.
Totally wasn't doing that.
Wasn't doing that at all. Also, what a bad thing to do whenever you're podcasting is eating.
Yeah, I think that's what you don't do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think we learned that with Alexa that one time.
We were just at Fuzzy's Tacos is what we're eating. And you know how I always say, like, we're creating a culture. We're, like, trying to build a community and everything. And that goes from, like, branding to, like, the way we act and talk and dress and everything. We're waiting for our tacos. And yeah. Megan's wearing her Honey Gold Records shirt.
Nice.
And why don't you tell the story? Get right up in there, though.
Get up all up in
there. Hey,
get
up all by the way, there. My wife, Megan Clifton, is here.
Yay!
First time on the Hive.
Yay!
Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
You're going to hate it.
She doesn't like listening to it. Yeah. So I mean,
I just shake my head a lot.
Probably.
We were at Fuzzy Tacos, and I was ordering y'all's drinks, and she
appreciate it.
No problem. And she says, "Oh, are you a part of a record label or something?" And points to the shirt, and I said, "Well, that guy back there actually runs a label with a couple of guys." And
she goes, "I'm hitting it."
I didn't say that.
But these jokes are less, they make me more uncomfortable now because she's here.
We could start a timer now and we can say when I'm going take bets on when I'm going to say something that is going to absolutely, like...
I don't let our children listen to a lot of these, actually.
As you shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably just good parenting.
Do we
want
to take bets? I mean, like, I'll just be myself. I'm not going to try. But if the comedy's there, you know me.
Oh, you'll go for it.
The comedy's there, I'm going to say it. And Megan knows that. And
13 years in.
And so... So, what do you guys think? I mean, we can go back 43 episodes... Yeah, just let him run around. And 43 episodes in, we got Cat.
Can't become a different person whenever there's a dog around.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, baby, you got a little napping.
Well,
got a little napping for a tail.
He picked him up so fast, he almost killed him. So it was almost poetic.
So anyway.
Go ahead, babe.
Sorry. So she asked me, and I, you know, pointed her to Josh, and she's just moved here from Memphis, Tennessee. Today was her first day.
Don't say her name just in case.
Fuzzy's. She's awesome.
Gladys.
Super,
was it Gladys?
Super we'll sweet girl.
Gladys.
And I said, "Well, are you a singer? Are you in the music scene?" She's like, "Well, I'm a lover of music." So we pointed her towards, you know, the podcast and all the different
nice
things y'all do. So she was very excited.
She's right across the highway. So mm-hmm. I told her maybe one day we'll have her on a podcast. So she's checking us out. She'll probably listen to this episode.
Very cool.
Well, we're welcome to have you, Gladys.
Gladys. Welcome to The Hive. My name is Joshua Clifton.
My name is Tyler Collins.
My name is Kalen Orr.
I'm
trying to do it.
I'm trying to cue everybody.
Every single time, me and Johnny do it at the same time.
Oh.
No, you've ruined it. I'm Brady Clifton.
And I'm Megan Clifton.
All right.
And this is Cash because he's a little cute puppy.
This is going to be
weird. That's our
firstborn
Cash. Yeah.
I'm starting the timer now. You guys want to take bets whenever I really say something to offend, like where Megan seems like borderline mad?
I like to think that Cash's voice is a little deeper, though. A little manlier.
Yeah, he's more probably this range, yeah. I would say. He's got some
He's
rasp.
Named after he's Johnny Cash.
Oh, he's got Iranian. A rasp to his voice.
Yeah.
I am not like, going to take guys. Bets on something that you can control.
That's
true.
That's a
lose-lose.
I'm going
to take a bet.
I'm not. I don't get to.
I would say 20 solid minutes.
20 minutes?
You're braver than me.
I think it's going to be like 40 minutes.
40 minutes? Just take it. Say I don't get
it. It would have been better for us to write down the times.
So you, Josh, are going to say something that makes your wife, your bride,
at least shake her head, like
really shake her head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put that on like 6 minutes.
Yep, that would be
six correct. Minutes.
6 minutes.
Really? Well, I mean, it does escalate kind of quickly.
I mean, just because I know the both of you.
Normally, but
the last couple episodes have been pretty good, and then it was like the ending where it really, or it was really bad at the beginning. No, I think it was. I don't know.
Define which part is good or bad, like how vulgar we are,
yes,
or the lack
of. I'm saying like we've able to carry on a good.
We hit our stride.
I wouldn't say wholesome.
We're a minute into it, and I haven't said anything.
True. Okay.
Yeah, because we're talking. That's the goal, guys. We got to keep talking long enough not to let this idiot talk.
This knucklehead.
So before we get started, can we point out that it's Josh's birthday?
Is it currently
right now?
On Saturday?
No, it's not his birthday.
Almost.
No, so
if
then we
go,
do it.
This is the podcast for the birthday
another 2 hours.
Well, they didn't announce mine, so jerks.
We didn't have a podcast on yours.
I mean,
on your
it
birthday.
Was the one before, so whatever it was before that.
Oh, hey, happy birthday, Brady. Oh,
Brady's thanks, birthday buddy. Just passed.
Happy
birthday,
he's no
Brady.
Longer with us.
Brady just passed.
So what's been going on? Like, when's the last time we got together? How many? It's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Audio feed
for,
episode
for a podcast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now
even
we did
to hang out. We really haven't gotten together in a while. Caitlin's been busy. We've all been busy. The three of us have hung out a couple times recently. Megan's been there.
Hung out at Six Flags.
She has been there.
Oh yeah, Six Flags. I've been 2 Sundays ago.
Where I have,
two weeks ago.
Wow,
that was
membership.
2 weeks ago.
Wow.
2 weeks ago was the last time we've all hung out.
Don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Six Flags, that was hot.
It was hot.
It was fun.
We went to the, yeah, we went yeah, to Six Flags.
I got that gold card.
We got season passes to Six Flags over
well,
Texas.
You guys did. We I did not.
Yeah. Oh, my current trajectory of Six Flags attendance is once every 10 years. So this gold card is going to be a great purchase.
A great investment. Pay it on for the next 12 months.
Yep. For the love of God. We better go as much as you guys promised me that we would.
We're going.
I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, we're going, baby.
You're taking the kids tomorrow.
I don't want to take nobody's kids.
That would be a bad
somebody's
idea.
Gotta watch them.
I'll take
they're
Cash.
Going, going for
that's
weekend.
Why you guys have a mom.
Cash loves roller coasters.
Yeah, they have a mom.
He looks like an adrenaline junkie if I ever saw one.
Yes, I haven't been to Six Flags since we were on the road with Run Kid Run, and I actually was kind of nervous that the experience had been ruined because I was telling you guys this, but I'm just telling the podcast listeners. We went with Run Kid Run. We were playing with like Reliant K and I think House of Heroes in Atlanta. And we thought, oh, we'll probably get like, you'll get to ride some rides, but probably not a whole lot. And we found out they rolled out the red carpet for anybody that played, so much so that a lady came up to me and goes, I'm your liaison. Here's the catering. And just let me know. Give me about 15 minutes heads up and I'll grab 2 golf carts and we'll take you to every ride. And I thought, okay, well, at least we don't have to walk to the rides. She goes, then you get to go up the exit. And you can just get on the ride right away and you can stay on the ride as long as you want. And so I was like, this is awesome. And so because of that, I thought, going to Six Flags, cause this was like 6 years ago, I think. So to go to a Six Flags again and have to do the long waits and all that stuff was going to be the worst. And actually it still wasn't that bad.
No, it was the weights were pretty tolerable.
I will tell you, the first ride we did, I forget what it was called, but it was right before Brady and Tyler got there. But it was this one that had like
Pandemonium.
Pandemonium.
Tony Hawk ride.
And it was like a metal roller coaster that wasn't that big, but the cart you're in spun around a lot.
Yeah. Nope.
And that was the first ride we rode. And after we got done with it, I realized my body hasn't done anything like that in like 6 years at least. And it kind of, my brain, my eyes were clicking, you know, like click, 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 like after we got done, cause I was spinning and I was going, I don't know if I'm going to be good today. Like this might not be, I may have to pace myself. And I think I did. I think I'd pace myself well because your body isn't used to doing that.
But, I did not pace myself well. Houston was hysterical.
On that ride specifically, his face went from sheer terror to like having the time of his life back to sheer terror.
Yes. And that was his first roller coaster.
First roller coaster.
He's only five.
That's a pretty intimidating first roller coaster.
He's six now. Yeah. He's turned six.
Dang,
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah, that's, I know. We went there for his birthday.
I know.
So, yeah. Isn't that crazy? Do you have any thoughts on that day?
It was a lot of walking. I thought I lost my pass, but my husband over here, a good man, picked it up for me.
Good partner.
Good man.
But, yeah, it was. I had a blast. I have not been to a Six Flags in...
Maybe longer than that?
Oh, longer. It was at least... probably 15 years.
A decade and a half.
Yeah.
It was great.
Kalen?
15 years.
It was a lot of fun. I love roller coasters and rides and stuff like that. So it was a good time. And, watching the kids ride, like, experience roller coasters for the first time that I experienced, you know, around their age too. That made it a lot more fun. It was cool. Yeah,
absolutely. I think it got to a point, though, where it was like, okay, let's, you know, I think they're done.
Yeah.
You know? And then me and Tyler took...
How many times did we drive those damn cars?
We drove those antique cars probably 7 or 8 times.
Wow.
Just crazy. While y'all...
We stood in line all there for that thing.
Yeah. I kind of felt bad because me and Michelle, it was more me than her for sure, because I wanted to hit up the Joker ride and like a few other... Nope. That big swing thing.
You were on your own for the Joker ride.
Dude, it was awesome. I got Michelle on it before she could think twice about it, because she definitely did not want to go on it. But she liked it at the end of the day. But it was sweet.
There were enough rides.
After you went to go do the swings, my mom asked where you guys went, and I said, you went to the swings. And she goes, that's the one ride I wanted to ride.
I know.
She should have come with.
Wait, go next time.
Which swings did you guys ride? Did you ride the
big one?
The ones that go all the way
up? I didn't know you rode that one.
It was like... Legitimately, that was honestly for me the most terrifying out of all of them, because you're hundreds of feet in the air, just a chain, and then there like gusts of wind were going when we were up there, and so like our swing was like swaying back and forth as it's spinning you around.
It was
awesome and it was exciting, but man, it was definitely the most scary thing.
Can we talk about how I asked you guys to come to this thing? I sent a group text with a breaking news, a roller coaster ride in India had snapped in half. One of those that have like the weighted swing back and forth with spinning around.
The Joker kind of thing.
Like the Frisbee. The Riddler.
Yeah, that big thing. Yeah.
You literally see it go up, snap in half, and fall straight to the ground. Killed 2 people, injured 12.
We're like, and that's a great idea.
Hey, you guys want to go this weekend to Six Flags?
Well, me and Tyler, when we got onto Mr. Freeze ride, we were kind of nervous. We were singing praise and worship songs, praying.
In that old Chris situation, Tomlin. I think God goes, if he cares about that stuff at all, he's sitting there going like, really? You're going to do this thing.
You voluntarily sat in that seat, and then you're going
to
complain.
That's the one that messed me up, though.
No one forced you to get in that line, and no one forced you to buy a season pass.
That was one of my favorites of the day, for sure.
That ride was awesome. But every roller coaster is a gamble. You don't know.
Getting in your car is a gamble.
Right? You don't know.
I'm not saying you shouldn't, but are you singing worship songs every single time you get in your car?
I wish I did.
You probably should.
I probably should now. No, that ride was...
Yeah, Mr. Freeze has always been one of my favorites.
That was intense.
It's great.
Batman was great.
Batman was great, too.
Batman was really awesome.
London loved that ride.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Me and Tyler got to jump to the front of the line and get in the front row, and I leaned over to him, and I go...
Who made that happen?
I mean...
Whatever, man. It was your son's birthday. Yeah. Calm down.
Okay, listen,
Mr. Big Stuff.
My wife turned to me and goes, you really do get things done. After I did that,
you make things happen.
And I
so
go,
you're part. I mean, I should have already known this. You're part of the reason he's got such a huge head.
That's my job.
No, that's my parent. Our parents had a problem with that. It had everything to do with that.
His love language is words of affirmation.
I know, but
okay.
At a certain level, it's too much. But
that's how he made 13 years happen.
Well, anyways,
there you go.
We were sitting up there, and I leaned over to Tyler. I go, I am not going to lie to you. I am legitimately terrified right now.
That was great. That was a very great moment for me as well.
Because like it has been 15 years since I've rode that many like roller coaster type of rides. Mm-hmm. Those like that serious things. I mean, I went to Disney World several times between then. I rode a bunch of different rides, but for some reason I felt safer. And whenever there's a mouse dancing around you, I feel like you feel safer.
Yeah, I mean.
Yet.
You're fine, Brady.
Things are perfectly normal when a mouse is dancing around you. No need to worry.
Let's just.
That's why Chuck E. Cheese is such a lucrative franchise.
This is the LSD podcast. Right. As long as a mouse is dancing around you, you're fine.
Also, speaking of birthdays.
Not my chin, not my problem.
We did something else for somebody else's birthday. Josh, technically.
Were we doing something for your birthday?
Well, real quick, let me before we go to that.
That's the next
I want to ask Brady a question about roller coasters.
Yes.
Okay.
And this can be for everyone. Nope, when was your first roller coaster experience? Start with Megan. It's probably Kennywood.
Kennywood, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Kennywood, we went every year.
Address.
What?
On the road, in the woods.
Yeah, we went to...
Sleep from a chest!
Kennywood every year. So probably...
Lay down!
Probably the Jackrabbit.
We're going night-night!
Megan.
Go ahead. Sorry. Some people are laughing. The rest of them are like, the fact that we both didn't want to go night-night together is pretty phenomenal. We knew the beat to come in on. Go ahead.
Does this count?
No. We haven't done. I haven't said anything that she should be mad about yet.
Oh God, I feel like she's on the verge though.
She may be on the verge of being annoyed because we're talking over her. That's not the same.
I'm surprised she didn't get mad about Wheelhouse earlier. So I mean,
these are raising my hand before I speak in this family.
Go ahead, babe.
Yes, Kennywood. My first roller coaster, I believe, was the Jackrabbit.
And how old were you?
Probably about seven.
Part. Seven. Okay. Brady.
I don't remember. We used to go.
But you did it. Why? This is why I'm asking you.
Yes.
Why did you get on it? Not because you wanted to.
No, I remember the most memorable, like whenever it changed for me. Like I went on several rides. And we used to go to either Six Flags in St. Louis or Holiday World in Santa Claus, Indiana with a church. Our church youth and everything would go.
And Santa Claus, Indiana.
And so we would go and we would ride things, but the whole time I'm terrified. And I would hate it, and I would ride nearly as much. But whenever I was probably 12, 13 years old, Abby Holder knew I wanted to get on the ride, but I didn't want to also. So she played the – and she's what? Was probably 6 years older than me, something like that?
And she's my age.
Was she? Is she your age? Okay, so
– 7 years.
Yeah.
You were way off, idiot. 7 years. Go ahead.
So she came up to me and played the I'm scared, can you ride with me and hold my hand? An older pretty girl asks you to do that. You're going to do it.
You do anything.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And so I get up there.
How old are you at this point?
I'm like 12, maybe 13.
Okay. So she's like, so she is almost 20? I don't think that's true.
I'm saying like, I might, like, if I was 12, she was like 18, 19, something like that.
Okay. That's what I said, almost 20. You're right. Well, I was 18, way off.
Because I said 12 or 13. I don't know, depending. I don't know, Josh.
Same joke twice in a row.
I know.
Been 10, maybe. I don't know.
Running out of material.
Those 4 or 5 years all blur together. It was a weird year.
He also tried pot for the first time. He tried the pot.
It's hallucinating.
I like Pottery Barn.
That wasn't a thing yet, I don't believe.
Yeah, that wasn't funny. I'll dig back in my bag of tricks. I'm sorry. Keep going.
But she asked me to do that, and then she... said I got ready to close my eyes. She goes, don't close your eyes. It makes it worse. And so like she was holding my hand the whole time. And
what is she, a psychiatrist now? I mean, like, I'm like she's like manipulating you. And you never. Yeah,
since
for
then.
Sure.
I still have like from the years following that, I still had that like, I don't want to do this. I'm terrified of this, but I'm going to do it because I did it before and I can do it again. And then this was the first time in like a long time that I was actually like, oh, I'm actually really good. I'm fine. Like normally, my stomach's in my throat, and the rest.
No,
of
it was the same thing.
No,
instead, hold on a second. Instead of a beautiful girl, a beautiful man.
Hey, babe.
Goes. Don't close your eyes. It makes it worse on the Batman ride.
Hold your breath. It gets better.
Kaylin, your first roller coaster ride?
It was at Six Flags Over Texas, I'm pretty sure. And what? I was super young. So it had to be either Mini Mine Train or Mine Train. Because I was probably like 5 or 6 years old. So whatever I was tall enough to ride at Six Flags, I'm pretty sure it was either the Mine Train or Mini Mine Train. I went to Disney World, but I was like, well, I was younger than that, but I was like 2 or 3. So I know I couldn't have ridden any roller coasters. So
I think you were pretty gung ho about trying it, though.
Oh, yeah. I've always like maybe when I was a kid, maybe a little scared. But like ever since I first rode them, I've always been super down for, you know, the bigger the ride, the faster, the better type thing.
No.
So
Tyler, your first.
I was going to say, I didn't say the ride. It was the Screaming Eagle.
Yeah.
Right for me.
My first roller coaster?
Yeah.
The Boomerang, Six Flags, Fiesta, Texas.
Oh, man. I remember that one.
I was 13. And no, I was 14 because TJ's 4 years older than me and he was 18. And I went with, so growing up, I was TJ's shadow. Anywhere he went, I
don't know what
I
that
went.
Looks like.
Nope, you definitely don't.
You won't go night night.
I felt like I needed to. Because I went with all of his friends from our youth group. And these guys were like 260, 280 pound football players, like varsity, going to play for college size football players. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we just hung out with everybody. And I just went because I wanted to hang out.
Right.
I wanted to fit in. And so we get to the Boomerang, which is the first ride that you walk up to when you come through the entrance. And they said, all right, we're going to have a soft start. We're going to start on this one.
And that's great.
I did not have a choice. It was, all right, Tyler, you're sitting here.
That's like the equivalent of the flashback, or what was the flashback at, I think, Over Texas, I think.
Yeah,
like it was like the one that like you start up, you go like through like four or five crazy loops, and you go up and you do the whole thing backwards.
Yeah, it basically goes through the main points of a roller coaster. Like you do the drop, you do a loop, you do a barrel roll, and then you do like a couple turns, and then you go up, and then you, like Kaylin said, you do the whole thing backwards. So that was my first roller coaster ever, and I did not have a choice of if I was going to do it or not. It was, no, you're doing this. And then after that, I went on everything else other like that day. And that's where I learned that I don't like spins and I don't like drops. So what?
Which are two pretty common occurrences in roller coaster riding.
Yeah, you don't like roller coasters.
I'm very selective.
As long as they're not, I guess wooden coasters you're fine with.
Wooden no, those have drops cool. too. I mean, not, you I want mean, a roller coaster that just goes straight. It's called a train.
Yeah. The train was my favorite.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Do you like trains?
I love trains.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm just telling you by what you described.
I really don't like trains. I just wanted to fit in.
I've always wanted to stay the night in a train.
Yeah. Brady and I actually talked about that.
They just opened.
Discussion about it.
Yeah, we did.
They just opened a murder mystery train.
Shut your face right now.
In California.
I'm going.
Yeah. They just did it. I don't know. That's all of the information
I
got.
Said when?
When are we going?
Yes.
When are you going?
When am I going?
Because he's my shadow. And so I have to make the reservation.
Once he goes, I follow.
Yeah.
Don't have a choice.
My first roller coaster was the Screaming Eagle, also in St. Louis, Missouri, because of a girl also. So she basically goes, hey, you want to ride a roller coaster with me? And I go, yeah, I guess so. And I would think I was 9 or 10. And she goes, we got to go to the front. That's the best. She was right. But I had to act like this is
no big deal.
I've been here a million times. No problem. So
this ain't my first rodeo, even though.
But it was awesome.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? We went. Brady just had a birthday, and we went to Prohibition Chicken, and then we went to an escape room. Mm-hmm. Brady and I lost our first escape room.
I was hoping we wouldn't bring it up.
We played two that night.
But you won the second one.
Yeah, we won the second one.
But we still lost one.
It would have been 8-0. Now it's 7-1, right?
It's because I wasn't there for the first one. That's
it was because I was there.
The first one. Say either of those things.
It was
But it had no bearing on me being there or not.
It is.
You were at both. You were a constant.
It was, I mean, it was bad. It was tough. We lost at the easier one.
Yeah.
That's what's annoying, too.
They said took 30% of people pass it with having unlimited clues. And only 20% pass it with unlimited clues in the second one that we beat. And we did it in three. They go with that. It's way less that do it in three. So that helped the ego back up a little bit.
Megan did bring up something that I forgot that because we showed up late, everybody didn't get there.
Timer was already starting.
Yeah, we lost six minutes.
Yeah. 6 minutes in. Mm-hmm. I feel like I am absolutely no help in those situations. I just feel like I walk around the room and just
don't worry
look
about it. We really appreciate
at things.
You.
Shut up. Don't patronize me.
I mean,
take bets on when Brady was going to say something to Megan? Because
no.
That's probably for sure going to happen before I do.
I mean, in that escape room that we won, towards the end, I just sat on that
electric chair.
I just sat on that electric chair and held the bucket.
London was in
that seems helpful.
Was it the electric chair or was it the weight bench you sat on?
Well, we had to use the electric chair at some point.
London kept sitting on
the electric chair.
The electric chair and making it freaking fart.
If you sat on it before you got the code right, it would fart. But if you sat on it with the right code put in, it would do what you needed it to do.
Chanel sat on that. Someone's got to sit on it. Chanel sat down, then we flipped the switch and it starts screaming and
like clack 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 loud.
Loud.
She got out of
so
it.
Fast. I loved it.
Yeah.
If ever there was a moment to pee in terror, I think that was it.
Yeah, probably.
And I think
probably.
It actually happened.
But no, it was a good time. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself.
It was fun.
Missed some friends who couldn't make it because of timing and everything, but overall, it was good.
Yeah.
Most of the people I wanted there were there, and some people that I didn't want there were there.
Hey, okay. All right. I don't know
what
to say.
What did
Your mom doesn't approve of me, so.
Tyler, did I see you?
That's not true.
Bray, did you kiss Tyler on the mouth?
No.
Yes.
No.
Or was it a fit? Like, did you cover? Because from the angle
Carmen,
I was looking
sorry.
At, it
was
seemed extremely realistic.
It was a theater trick.
Well, is it like the one where
you talking about the hat or the whenever?
Was it thumbs?
Because we did. There was one apparently on Instagram that where we lean in behind a hat. And
no, it was in the hallway.
Yeah. So that one, it was with thumbs.
The thumbs. Yeah. That's what I figured. But the angle I was at. It looked like there was no thumbs. And I was just like, I was telling Michelle later that night.
Hey,
I was like,
I know how to do it.
I think Brady and Tyler kissed. I'm not sure.
Don't start spreading that shit.
Michelle was like, I mean, if they want to do that,
guys.
That's cool. I mean,
they're both single.
What's wrong with that?
We're both single, but that's going to attract the wrong kind of attention.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to verify and clarify.
We definitely did not.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. Night. Well, good for you guys.
No, I kissed Brady's thumbs.
Megan hit me because I said we definitely did not kiss on the lips
that night.
But any other night, you know.
No comment.
Sometimes I send myself text messages. About things that like I think would be cool ideas to bring up on here or cool articles or whatever.
Do you have two phones to do that?
No, I just text my own number.
And it sends you your own text message.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
What?
I've never duplicated. I've never thought of sending myself something when I have notes.
All right. It's quick and I just want to.
All right, me.
I don't know why I have to explain myself to you.
I used to do that on AIM. Instant
what
messenger.
You got, babe?
Message myself. Cause
I'm just going to give you headlines. You tell me. We make a couple comments and go to the next thing. Right, or if we dig in, okay?
Hit it.
Amazon offers to cancel Stranger Things if Netflix offers to cancel or if Netflix cancels Good Omens.
Hold on real quick. Were you laughing at that or something you just texted yourself?
I texted myself and it worked.
That's what I thought it was. Oh, this is great.
Oh, this night's now totally worth it. You shouldn't have told me this. So I'm going to send myself the most affirming shit ever.
And you should save yourself as like beautiful.
Oh, my text that I sent to myself was, hey, babe, what are you doing?
Okay.
Text messages I wish I received.
Amazon, listen to this again. Amazon offers to cancel Stranger Things if Netflix cancels Good Omens.
I think you have them reversed.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Well, how can they cancel the other?
Yeah.
That my brain hurts.
You have, they like now, pay a lot of money?
Are you getting this from the Babylon Bee?
Nope.
Elaborate, please.
Okay, I'll elaborate. Amazon vowing to cancel a show they have no say over. Stranger things have happened. It all started when a Christian-led return to order campaign made headlines this week by starting a petition urging Netflix to cancel Good Omens. The miniseries is, in their opinion, another step to making Satanism appear normal, light, and acceptable, and blatantly mocks God's wisdom. The document gained serious traction on the internet, though surely not for reasons they'd hoped for. It wasn't until over 20,000 protesters signed it that those in charge realized the acclaimed series is actually on Amazon. Naturally, both streaming services decided to find humor in the case of mistaken identity. Netflix promised not to make any more episodes of the show, which shouldn't be too hard considering that, in fact, they have no charge over it. And now Amazon has responded in kindly by tweeting they would gladly cancel Stranger Things since they have no...
That's funny.
Isn't that funny?
That is hilarious. Funny.
Dumb Christians.
Hey.
Just kidding, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. All right. Hey, you guys want to go keep going? Yes. Do you like this at all?
Hit us again. I'm a fan.
Okay. Megan, I think you will... I'd be interested
by this.
This actually might cause a debate between me and my wife.
Oh, okay, cool.
Fantastic.
Let's do it.
Robert De Niro, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. offer $100,000 if anyone can prove, provide proof that vaccines are safe. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys think that vaccines are, that kids should get their that parents should get their kids vaccinated? We'll go to Tyler last because he's an actual teacher. Do you think so, Megan?
No.
Brady?
I don't know.
You guys don't have kids, right, or deal with kids, but say, lean yes or no.
No, the idea behind a vaccine is the same thing with other illnesses. As a child, you want to get a little sick. You want to be in the dirt doing stuff because that's how you build up immunities. And with vaccines, they're actually injecting you with whatever strain of flu they're trying to prevent. And so in doing that, I understand.
You don't have to do that here.
I understand the logic by that, but it also like it's also killed infants.
Yes.
So I've never taken a vaccine as far as I've known, other than like my booster shot when I was in, had to before going to school. And I probably never will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 'cause I'm fine.
Yeah.
Are you?
I think
I've made it this far.
I mean,
you feel like you making it this far is good enough. You're like,
standards are pretty low.
So you've never been vaccinated, really?
Stranger Things.
I've never had, and since vaccines, like, hey, come get a flu shot, I've never done it once.
Okay. I mean, such a loaded question.
No, well, so then let's not dive in too much yet.
I think so.
Let's get everyone's opinion.
Okay,
first.
Go ahead. Continue.
I mean, just to play the other side of the coin, I mean, I feel like, you know, preventative care is a good thing, but I am ignorant on a subject.
You're probably pro-vaccine.
So I would,
if you had a kid tomorrow.
But I wasn't heavily vaccinated myself, and I'm
have you and Michelle talked about this?
I don't think any of us have really been heavily vaccinated because it was after our time.
Right. Yeah, I'm only alert, and I'm not allergic to many things, and I've always been in rather good health overall. So, like, I guess in my example, I probably don't need them, but just for the sake of argument, maybe. I don't know. I feel like it could be beneficial, but at the same time, I never really took them. So, and I've never been one to take much medication at all. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Teacher?
I feel like you're expecting me to say something, and I don't know if I'm going to live up to the hype.
Cash, what do you think?
So the question is, do you think that that children should be vaccinated, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, today, if you want your child in a public school, then yeah.
Because they have to be?
Because they have to be.
It's not true.
Not true.
It is true. Because we will not accept a student's enrollment until we can receive confirmation that
their
they have, in fact, been vaccinated.
Our kids are allowed in
school. Our kids.
Well, then it might be a district level thing.
Okay. In the state of Texas,
there's actually
Texas,
you can
exemption.
Opt out of it.
Then maybe school districts that I worked for are a little shady because we had to push them back for a while until they can confirm that they've actually had their students vaccinated.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, what's your thought?
Don't
say that.
What?
I would like to keep my job.
Yeah. So, what's your stance though?
I think that elementary school specifically, they're petri dishes. Either way, you're gonna throw it.
So, what if you were in charge?
If I was, in
if
charge,
you had a kid and you had to,
if I was a kid,
no, if you had,
if
a kid.
I had a kid, I was
if
a kid
you
at
were
one point.
A kid and had a kid.
This would be a whole
he came out with that mustache.
I did.
He was not a kid.
No, if I had a kid, that would be specifically when it comes to like education, that would be the least of my concerns.
Mm-hmm. But you got to make a point. You have to make a stance, leaning one way
right
or another.
Now, there's
I'm trying
needle.
To answer this as diplomatically as I possibly can.
No, we are not diplomatic right now. We are going to take sides.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
To get vaccines? Okay.
So you're pro-vaccine.
You're probably pro-vaccine then. You lean there until you have to literally make that decision.
I don't know enough about the other side.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
If you're in,
that's where
your
I'm
kids,
at.
They
that's
go,
fair.
Hey, we'd prefer you to have your kid. We'd prefer it for them to be vaccinated. You're like, sure, why not?
Right. Because, yeah. I mean, my whole focus is not how well are you when you come into the room, but like how ready are you to learn?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that has nothing to do with what shot you got.
That's not true, actually.
6 years ago.
Some people
Josh
would say.
Josh studies these things way.
Some people would say much, guess, the more you get vaccinated, the more chances you have of autism. And that would affect the way you get or are able to be taught.
Not necessarily. You just have to teach in a different way. I work with behavior.
Okay, I know you do. I actually. Our kids,
I've had training all
our
week.
Kids, our kids are definitely, they have not been vaccinated. I will say that's not because of me. That's because of that woman.
They
right there.
Actually have been vaccinated whenever they were infants before
right,
we knew
true.
Before we knew a whole lot about it. And
they haven't gotten their shots in how many years?
Four
years. So
Houston's had the least,
yeah,
obviously, being
the
youngest.
2 years of drugs, and then we cut them off. We said it was enough, you know? Just sitting around playing video games and like
that's enough
taking
drugs.
taking all his money and trying to get that scratch. Go ahead.
I don't think I'm not against modern medicine. I mean, I definitely believe that there is
I think that's the kicker.
Yeah. I think that there is absolutely room for that and I think not to be I mean, yeah, there's room for that. But I think the way that we go about vaccinations is that whenever I was a kid, I got one shot, two shots. Now we're injecting an infant with 6-7 shots all in one day,
yeah,
and now their
right.
immune system is
depleted.
Expected to do something with that, and it doesn't know what to do with it. So that's why kids are starting to die and having reactions to it, having, you know, because we don't know what they're allergic to. That's why maybe whenever you start trying to feed an infant, you have to do one food per week because you don't know if they're going to have a reaction to it. So why inject our tiny, tiny babies with 17 things all at one time and their bodies know what to do with it?
Right.
So I think that there is room for it. And I think that if a parent wants to vaccinate, that they should really do the research and figure out what are actually necessary versus what are recommended.
Because wasn't there like a big deal about like people finding out the different things that were actually included
mm-hmm.
in the vaccines? Like, oh, this vaccine is high in
mercury. Or whatever.
It's funny you say that because a quote from this article says, on one hand, I think this is Kennedy Jr. saying this. On one hand, the government is telling pregnant women which mercury-laced fish to avoid.
Absolutely.
So they don't harm their fetuses. And on the other hand, the CDC supports injecting mercury-contained vaccines into pregnant women, infants, and children. This defies all logic and common sense.
Right. Yeah.
So it's funny that you brought that up. I actually sometimes worry that we don't vaccinate our kids.
Kill me now.
I actually sometimes go, maybe we should be. Like, we're not doctors. And if we were doctors, and she was a doctor, and she goes, I've done all this research. I went to school, blah, 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 blah. And this is how I feel about this. I'd go, yeah, you know way more about this than I do. Let's do that.
And I think, too, like, I mean, me being in the fitness industry, I mean, I've been around a lot of different medical people and things like that. And so I've had a lot of different opinions on the study. And I feel like the majority of them feels like vaccinating is actually more detrimental to a child than it is beneficial. And you have this really, I mean, it's everybody's individual right to choose, but I mean, it's, I think you have to look at the pros versus cons. And for me personally, I believe that if you have a healthy child, which all three of our children have been very, very healthy, they have a healthy immune system. We do not keep them away from, you know, dirt and things like that. We're not trying to shelter them that they don't have any exposure to things.
Right.
So
we're not living in a bubble.
Right. We're not living in a bubble. So like they get exposed to things.
I will say the reason De Niro got into this was because his son has autism and they think it's because of.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, there's so many people that say that. I mean, there's been a lot of studies with that. And if you ask, if you go to a doctor's office, because I mean, I've gone to the doctor's office after these studies started coming out and I've literally had them pull the pamphlet out of the little, you know, medical bottle where they're having the injection from, and I've looked through the ingredients just to make sure that there's no mercury and no things like that that I'm supposed to be looking for. Later on to find out that they actually don't call it mercury. They call it something else. Mm-hmm. So, it's just, I mean, it's all about just...
I mean, behind every big decision is someone trying to cover their ass.
Exactly.
So, I think...
Not to get like conspiracy theory on this, but yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, whenever
Johnny's not here, we can't do it.
I know. No. But he's
a conspiracy theory guy.
Whenever stuff like this starts to surface, I mean, in the grassroots of any study, it's all theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start actually getting some traction, like, oh, we can actually quantify this data now. We can actually see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody is going to want to sit up there and say, yeah, man. I'm sorry that I killed your kid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There's always going to be some sort of like, how can we dress this up and make it look better? You see that in anything and everything.
Right. And think about it this way too. I mean, like just for example, like if you had say the flu or whatever, and now your body is fighting the flu, right? So now your immune system is compromised.
Right.
So now if you come in contact with another thing, now your immune system's down, so you're going to have to now battle that. So it's having vaccines is compromising to the, you know.
Right. Yeah. So I think the big takeaway, just to kind of wrap this up, would be if you're, you know, since you guys are listening, whatever stance you're going to take, whether it's pro or con, just make sure you do your research.
Yeah.
Make sure you're actually comfortable with whatever you're going to do, because at the end of the day, it's not the doctor who's essentially making the decision. It's you who's making the decision.
I've been in so many situations where a doctor said, you should probably do this. And I go, I don't know if I'm supposed to do this. And I ended up doing it because the doctor told me to. And like eye doctor or something, like they're just trying to sell you something sometimes. So sometimes, I'm not saying all the time.
I think part of it, we've also become very reliant on modern medicines and things. And we've injected stuff like people take.
We've made it this long.
Every single day because like pre.
My doctor told me to take an Allegra or a Zyrtec every day. And I go,
that's so bad for you.
Yeah. I go, I'm not going
to
do that.
You become addicted to that shit real fast.
And then we'd know about my glasses. Yeah. I can see just fine. I have been, I think because of allergies, been having days where like my eyes get real watery and all that stuff. But I've just quit using the glasses and I'm doing just fine. So next thing. Have you guys ever heard of aviation gin?
No, tell us about
it. It's a gin for aviators?
Gin.
Aviation gin. Like the, gin. Is the liquor?
Yes.
Oh. I was thinking like gin, like G-E-N.
Oh, I thought G-I-N?
No, G-I-N.
G-I-N.
Okay. How many times can we spell the word?
You guys, everybody, I want you to go back and see how difficult that was to figure out gin. Holy crap. Aviation gin, the drink, the alcoholic drink.
Has something to do with birds, I'm guessing? Or like,
no, it's Ryan Reynolds' gin. Thing? Oh. Yeah. He's been heavily promoting it. That's why I'm surprised no one's heard of it.
Follow social media.
I don't drink gin.
This is a review on Aviation Gin. It's a 5-star review. And it's from a guy named Champ Nightingale.
I like that.
AKA Ryan Reynolds.
It starts, love this product, but I just tried Aviation Gin for the first time. Normally, I don't gravitate towards celebrity brands, but I've read that the gin was one of the highest rated ever. I loved it and hated it. What? Let me explain. As soon as I tried the gin, I knew right away it was amazing. It wasn't Juniper Forward, mm-hmm. which for me is what makes this particular gin so special. Is Juniper Forward another gin?
I don't know. I assume.
I don't know what Juniper
Isn't
Forward
Isn't Juniper
means.
Like a spice or something?
It's probably an like element of flavor.
Sense, yeah, it's probably used in it. And so it's like forward. Like it's not overused by this,
okay.
which a lot of gins are. So therefore, it's better.
Because it was the smoothest gin I'd ever tried. And went down really easy. What did I hate about it? I wish they'd provide some kind of warning about how much you're supposed to have. I had a lot. And after a while, I felt really great. Eventually, that bubbly and illusionary sense of well-being turned into a bit of a blur. When I woke up the next day, I mentioned to my wife, Linda, that last night must have been a real blowout because I slept with my clothes on, even my shoes. I also noticed that it was really hard to look out our window at the Seattle skyline, partly because of the bright sun. I've always been sensitive to light, but also because I don't live in Seattle. I live in... Sorry. I live in Coral Gables, Florida. Also, it's important to note, until this morning, I've never met anyone named Linda.
That's a great review.
All right, so good. I looked it up.
It actually is Ryan Reynolds. He wrote that review.
Oh, yeah. That's
right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Huh? So gin is distilled alcoholic drink that derives its predominant flavor from juniper berries.
Okay.
There we go.
Did not know.
Now you know.
You get lucky sometime.
I know.
Yeah.
And that was it.
You'll get lucky sometime.
That's my one.
Everybody gets one.
Oh, man.
Let's see.
That was fantastic.
That was great.
Find me more things like that.
I have, this is just something else that I put out, wrote down. I have nothing more than the headline. So I can't go in. So I'm just, we're just doing this fast pace, okay?
So you just got the tip?
Just
the tip.
Yeah. A mentally ill man shot himself in the head as a suicide attempt.
Now we're good. We can go past that.
The bullet cured his disorder and he had become a straight A student after that. I think I remember reading this and he was like very depressed and very like, and he was like, he couldn't. He just was a horrible student. Shot himself in the head. Survived that. Became a genius. And now living his best life. The greatest thing that ever happened to him was he shot himself in the head.
Children, do not listen to this portion.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
Well, I think you just gave me the trajectory of my program moving forward.
I think so.
Nope.
Like,
nope, I don't think you should say that on the air.
Bleeping that
you
out.
Said you want to keep your job. Yeah.
I think
nobody
you
knows
sit
who
there,
I work for.
You sit there with the teacher or with the parents on parent teacher night. He's like, listen, Chad's
struggling.
He's struggling a lot.
A little bit.
I'm not saying this will fix it, but it will have some result. Have you thought about shooting him in the head? And they go, does that work? It hasn't not worked.
I hope and pray that I don't have a student named Chad. I'll never look at him the same.
Yeah. You'd be like, ah, I think he's supposed to get shot in the head.
Praying for safety of all the students going to school now.
Yeah. Hedge of protection.
I just say hedge of protection. In 1919.
Thanks, Christian boy.
In 1919, one company in Boston that held all of the molasses being shipped into the U.S. kept it in a huge vat, and that tank exploded, and a 40-foot wave of molasses took over a part of Boston and killed 21 people.
No way.
How slow are those people?
Well, I mean, lower the molasses.
Like, oh! But, I mean, molasses is like you can't, you have no track, like there's no way to swim out of
it.
Yeah, that makes sense, and that's very tragic.
Sometimes
that is tragic.
Yeah. Sometimes, that was in 1919. It was 100 years ago, guys.
Still, there's 21 people died. Their lives matter.
Did they?
Dead lives matter?
Dead lives matter.
Their lives matter.
That's the name of this episode.
Dead lives matter.
Dead lives matter. Dead lives matter. I've written down a whole bunch of things.
It's like a band name.
I don't know why I wrote these down. I think they were like comebacks at people. Like whenever like you guys would say something, sometimes I think of like funny things to say. I put, and this was like, I had Brady in mind whenever this happened. He was like,
what?
Brady was so excited for the weekend that he spent Thursday night refilling all his Zippo lighters.
What?
What?
I don't get it.
It's funny though.
It is funny.
Like, cause you're just like so excited that like a Zippo lighter was going to be something that you're excited about. Sorry.
So much.
I guess in my mind, I think that's hilarious, but I will get rid of that.
Because it wasn't like everyone was like on board. Yep, that's it. That's the one. We're using that again.
This is another one I had for Brady. You look like the type of person that if someone looked at you the wrong way, you would try to Indian wrestle them.
What? I don't know if I'm offended or...
No, you should not be.
You sure? Because I feel like I probably should be.
Nah, you're good.
I think of like...
Dude, dead lives matter, okay?
Either I look very Indian, therefore I seem like I'm going to Indian.
We look alike.
Or we don't look that much alike. I look more Indian than native than you.
Good save.
Yes. That or I look white trash because that he's like, want Indian wrestle? I'm going to inner wrestle you right now. Come on, take your shirt off.
I'm trying to fight Alzheimer's with a memory foam pillow. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not good.
Okay. What else do you guys want to talk about?
So, have you heard anything back about the tour?
Oh yeah. Well, that's kind of a weird thing. I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Let's check the email right now. No. So lately, Megan and I have been talking about me stepping forward and doing more like touring with other bands, whether that's playing with them or doing teching and stuff like that. The other day we had a meeting at Texas Live in Arlington, me, Kaylin, and Alexa, about the future of Ravenhell being there and other Honeygold stuff. And we found out our buddy Jordan Landers, who does a lot of touring with like bigger bands, hit Kaylin up about doing some teching for Avril Lavigne. And Avril Lavigne, and Kaylin can't do it because he has this job here. Yeah. And I mentioned, oh, maybe I could do that. And so we hit up Jordan, and he gave the guy my name, and I would have to I'd have to leave in 10 days.
Yeah,
live in LA for the next month, and then go on tour for a month. And it's really good money, and me and Megan. She was like, kudos to her. She was like, I think you got to do it. That's really I'm good awesome. Money. You are awesome. And and so, but we also knew it was kind of a long shot. I mean, the chances of him picking me, a guy he's never known, and he probably went through a whole bunch. I just assumed he went through a whole bunch of people he's used before and asked them who wants this. And so I haven't gotten an email, and it's been several days. But because of that, I started reaching out to other people being like, hey, if you got anything. So right now I'm up for going on the road with Trapped.
That's awesome.
You don't know this yet.
No, I do not know this, but I was a fan of Trapped back in the day for sure.
We can edit that out. Don't worry.
No, dude, I loved Headstrong. It was a great song.
That's the only song I know.
There's another Break one.
Gonna take you on. Headstrong, I take on anyone.
Hey, that took a turn.
Where you belong, right? Reggaeton. And then
I didn't like that.
I also will probably start playing with a country artist, playing guitar and doing backup vocals for Smo with Keith.
Teching, right?
Playing guitar.
I'd just be playing.
I would be taking myself if that's that's the case.
Man, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, hilarious. I bet it's pretty good money.
Actually, it's comparable to Avril.
Yeah. Like, no, I know. Like Smo, he pays Keith well, and that's That's why Keith. One reason Keith sticks with.
Yeah,
him
Keith works with him and Billy Ray, and he makes more money with Smo than he does with Billy Ray.
Well, at least before Old Town Road. Billy Ray. Maybe still.
No, it's still.
That's still impressive.
I mean, we literally talked about that. I mean, maybe feel bad saying this, but feel bad saying that without Keith's permission, but I think he'll be fine.
I mean, we're not saying actual numbers.
Right.
So it's fine.
But we are saying that he's not paying as well as Smo.
Yeah.
We're
fine. But is he going to listen? If he's listening to this, I'm stoked. I'm just saying that much.
Yeah.
If Billy Ray is paying attention to what
we're doing. For those of you that don't know Keith is the actual full-time drummer.
Official drummer of Raven Hill.
Of Raven Hill,
I guess.
But he's so busy with all these other things that that's why we have so
many. And he lives in a different state.
And he lives in Nashville.
So.
Now, Smo is real busy. And so
I would be
on the road quite a bit with him. And so if I don't get the Avril or Trap thing, I'll be there. I'll be in Nashville like almost every weekend.
Right.
So, and that will start in September, I think. So,
cool.
Yeah. So that's neat. That's a whole nother chapter of my life that I'm kind of excited about. I will say the Avril thing, I was pumped about the money, and I was more pumped about living in LA for a month.
Right.
I'd be stoked to be friends with Avril.
I'd be pretty stoked on that. Just to say like, oh, we're friends. We're cool.
That would be funny to call her a friend. I mean, whoever her tech is would probably, unless she's completely, which I've heard she's super nice.
Right.
So, but unless that's a lie, I would imagine you're on that crew. You become pretty good friends.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
And that would be funny. My story of Avril Lavigne is I was never a fan, but my sister was. I think Brady was a fan of her.
Your sister?
Brady, you were
a fan of Avril.
Of Avril.
Oh, not Carmelita?
I mean, he was his sister.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm her biggest fan.
But
you're in the crowd. You're supporting everybody else who supports her.
Yeah.
I remember Carmelita getting that CD. And there's a song on there that says damn cold night, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes. And
song's all in my head right now.
I remember going, she doesn't need to be listening to this. And the only reason I took that moral stance was because I thought it was bad music. Not because I
not
really.
Not because the content.
Not
you
because
actually
I
were.
But I'm with you.
When you try to sing, were you trying to sing good there?
No.
Okay. You make a weird face.
Well, yeah, I was making a weird face.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you have
Cash, I was going to say.
Very concerned.
Yeah, Cash is very upset.
He looks very chill right now.
No, I was. We were thinking about the idea of if you weren't going to be in town for the Raven Hill show, at UNT,
oh, yes,
our alternate backup plan to actually play it.
Tyler doesn't know this.
Tyler doesn't know this. Brady know?
We have a show on August 30th at UNT. If I can't make it, if I'm on the road with Avril, we're going to dress you up like me. And you're going to...
Which just means you're just going to wear normal all black.
All black.
His hat.
You're going to probably use my guitar.
We'll probably have to get a new hat. That hat would be too big for him.
Yeah, true.
You do have a big head.
I do. I do. Thanks to Bill and Carmen Clifton and years of breeding. and you guys would just do it without me. And we're going to record the whole thing. The three of you would share vocals. Brady would do the majority of the vocals. But you would have to do some. And I want to see if anybody notices.
Well, I feel like we could dress up Brady more like you. And then you can get away with it. Like, Brady, throw sunglasses
I got
that on.
Powder stuff. So here's another thing. I ordered a thing to help like your facial hair grow like in thicker. And one of these things that they sent me.
Testosterone?
No, that. It's like this cream.
Bigger
but
balls?
They sent me another thing that was like this powder. That makes it look, I mean, it literally looks like garbage if you're anywhere close.
Stage makeup. I mean, I've worn it for...
No. It's a powder that's supposed to have like hair fibers in it.
That's weird.
It is weird.
It looks crazy.
I'm making fun of the product.
I'm not saying I'm great at it, but I can make a fake beard.
Okay. Well, I did that today on Marco Polo, actually, to show how silly it was. and I could give you that. And it stays on there pretty well. And it's actual hair.
Even with sweat?
No.
We haven't tested it.
Matt Jackson goes, I should put it on the back of my head in my bald spot and put it right there.
That's great.
He goes, I'd like to see that really full if I did that. The Cardinals killed the Cubs today.
Yes,
so
they did.
So we're kind of pumped. But yeah, so you're going to do the UNT show without me if I can't do it.
When is that?
August 30th.
Yes. So we got a month to prepare.
I'll know in the next couple days whether I'm going to be here or not. But maybe I should just sit out and let you guys do it anyway.
That'd
just
be fun.
To like be in the crowd and see it. Watch
I would love
to.
If you can be there, you are going to be there.
And playing? Is that
and
saying?
Playing
okay.
It.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I said I'd be there.
No,
and watch you guys play.
I mean,
I would like to see that.
Fail.
I don't think you would. I think you'd do
Friday
well.
Of the month.
I think it'd be great.
You got time to figure it out.
Yep. You'll wait the couple days before.
Obviously.
anything else, guys?
I could do that.
It'd be a fun experiment just to see if we could pull it off.
Yeah.
I would like to see if you guys what it would be like.
Hopefully, I'll be able to do that show.
Why wouldn't you be able to?
With this new work schedule I've been doing, like...
Oh.
There's only two of us now, so I'm working way too much.
I feel you.
But it's good money. I like the money.
Money
I like
nice.
Money.
All right, anything else, guys?
No, I think we kind of did it.
Yeah.
Megan and I are about to go to...
Yeah, so you guys are going to Austin
for my birthday.
What are you guys
going
to do?
Everything.
Have sex.
Probably.
Yeah.
See, not
I would hope so for your marriage. It's great. It's a healthy thing.
Yeah. This is
going
like
to Austin?
I mean,
going to Austin. No. Yes.
And go to Austin.
That's all.
So that's all good things.
It'll be for his birthday, but then our 13th wedding anniversary is August 19th. Yeah.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's kind of
so
like.
You're staying there the whole time.
Double whammy.
We're going to be there. No, the double whammy will happen tomorrow night.
True.
You give yourself so much credit.
There will be a moment tomorrow night where I go, now here comes the double whammy.
You have to say it. You have to.
Without saying the name.
It's like.
What was the thing our friend said?
No.
Are you ready to receive my pizza? What was it? On his wedding night.
Oh, I know who it was now that you're saying it. But on his wedding night, he said it was first time him and his wife were going to get together. His wedding night, he goes, are you ready to receive my pee-pee? And I go, I don't think pee-pee was the right
word.
I was like, I don't know if announcing it that way. It's like that Dewey Cox thing. He comes out of the bathroom and he goes, I'm ready for sex.
It's almost as good. Whenever my first band I ever played in, I was definitely the young person. And so I was like, when I started playing with them, I was 17. But the singer was like 22, 23. And there, him and his wife have been married for a few years. And he always put out this dare. He's like, I've yet to muster the strength of doing it. But if any, he's like, I will pay you. If any of you has sex with like your wives or whatever, and you, whenever you're finishing, you make the Chewbacca noise.
And
you have documentation or the other person saying that it happened. He's like,
I don't like where that's going.
Are we Snapchatting this or what?
Yeah. Well, like proof that it happened. Jeez. Then he would pay a sizable sum of cash. But
how much?
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Yeah. How much?
That wouldn't be on the table for hours and it would be defeated.
Probably.
Like I've yet to do it.
Josh
still up to holding.
I don't know. He lives in New
York.
Get a hold
of him.
Josh comes home and says, "This is what's happening," and we say, "Yes."
Even if I don't tell her, like it would happen, she goes, "What was that?" And I go, "We just made money."
I'm down.
That's what I call a money shot. Dead Lives Matter.
Still didn't have that reaction. The rest of us did.
Did you guys hear about Forever 21 and the Atkins bars?
What?
Josh Atkins?
No, Atkins, like Atkins diet.
Yes, I know.
What do those two things have to do with each
other? They shouldn't, right?
Right.
But apparently, people were up in arms, this is about a week and a half ago, about ordering things from Forever 21 and then they would throw in like a sample like diet bar for Atkins bar, and
so they can fit
people
into
were
clothes.
Freaking out because what?
So they can fit into the clothes.
Well, people were freaking out because they thought
it's like fat shame.
I just ordered something from Forever 21, and yeah, it's a little plus size, but they sent me an Atkins bar.
Oh, that's rude.
And
was it only the plus size items?
Those were the first ones that came out, so it looked pretty bad.
Ooh.
And then, and so people started making big noises about mm-hmm. it, and all these other people reaffirming.
Why do they
like, got to
be big noises? Yeah. They're just normal noises.
That's good.
You bigot.
Yeah. I'm going to put a. No, I got nothing.
Why's got to be a bigot?
It can be a little.
You little it.
You average it.
But the idea, other people, if you're like me, you look down and see if this is, because that's what I immediately thought. I was like, surely they're not that dumb that it only went to the plus size. If it went to everyone, there's no issue. Like they're just throwing, they made a partnership with the Atkins bar and
cross promotion.
And this cross promotion. Like here's a free sample type thing. They actually, I think it's a third party that says, hey, we'll do your shipping for you if you allow us to put our brands in there with the things. And it was like, it wasn't only the Atkins bar, and it wasn't only plus size people. It was for everyone. And there were other things that they put in there, like detergents and stuff like that. But it just so happens that someone that was plus size got upset and tweeted about this and got a lot of, isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. That's
what insane. If that was the only snack sized thing in the, in that the shippers had, and they're like, they're plus size. They might want a snack. Well, who doesn't want a snack? I want a snack, so I would be happy about it. It just happened to say Atkins on it.
These fuzzy tacos. Do you guys like fuzzy tacos?
Yeah.
Have you eaten there?
I don't like the name. It bothers me.
It does bother
Fuzzy's
me.
Tacos? Yes. Bothers fuzzy tacos bothers you?
I don't know. Just the way it doesn't
because in your head you think that the taco has fuzz on it?
No. Yeah. No, just the that's I mean, Joe. Fuzzy's tacos. I mean.
No, I went there thinking about
hairy
vagina.
Really
good.
No. It's really good.
I went to that location.
No, I'm not thinking that at all.
As a hairy vagina.
I just made that connection. I was definitely not thinking that.
Are you sure? Because I definitely was.
Yeah. I was not.
I will say the hot sauce they gave us was butt burning hot sauce.
Yeah, they have.
I definitely wouldn't.
It's like that. Friedman amplifiers. They have an amplifier called the Pink Taco.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird. No, I like fuzzies. I was actually at that location last night.
I mean, I like fuzzies. It's good food. It's just weird. Just the name of it. I just don't like the name.
See, I can get past that. If the food's good. Yeah, whatever.
No, I mean, clearly, I've gone there many times knowing the name, and I'm past it. It's a weird name. It's not like, I don't like the name. I'm not going there anymore. No, I'm fine. It's just a weird name.
You all right, Brady?
Tired. I'm very tired.
Okay. Can I say that if you've been tuning into this and you haven't gone back and listened to the Hearts Like Lions episode live at Audio Feed, you're missing out. I thought that was a pretty good.
They did a really good job.
And that means a lot. I'm so glad I met them because they're great guys. But we've been listening to their. I've been listening to their music quite a bit, and they're really good. They kind of remind me a little bit of like.
You're welcome.
You know those guys, right?
You guys went on tour with them.
Yeah, I know them. They're really good friends of mine.
They are. Some of their stuff reminds me of like, if I hope this isn't offensive to them, but like Furthest Things Forever meets like Jimmy Eat World.
I think they would agree with that.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I think, and those are two great like.
Yeah, that's a great band.
We were listening to a song, and Megan goes, "Who's that? I like that," and it was one of their songs.
Why'd she say it that way?
I did but say
she
it
was
like
in,
that.
She was in.
I like it. I like
she
that.
She was in the bedroom while I was editing the podcast. That's so
it sounded almost exactly like that.
You did,
I will say I don't
you're
like.
Die in there.
You're gonna die in there. I don't like the way my voice sounds on that podcast.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
I think.
Put a filter on. Too late now.
I don't know. I think it sounded fine. But I get what you're saying as far as you were kind of, because it was in a live audience situation.
I know why it is.
You were,
I think,
trying to be more captivating.
It wasn't just me and the people. I'm talking to them too.
You're talking much louder too than.
I go, hey guys, so welcome to the blah, 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 blah.
You were a little more animated than normal.
Yeah.
But it's just the atmosphere of it.
It's because we're just five guys sitting there talking, and so you want to make sure the audience that's there, you know, the 50, 60 people that were watching, you sit there and you go, are you enjoying this? You want to get them involved, you know? And so you have to act. I mean, Brady knows about acting, and you have to overact sometimes when you're on a stage. If the person in the back, you have to make sure the person in the back it can hear and feel it, right?
Yeah, for sure. You have to project more or do
bigger, over the
bigger, greater
motions,
gestures and everything to really sell it, because sometimes, because you are at a distance, like the subtle things of doing something doesn't come across, looks like really moving. I mean, I was actually thinking about that also, like on the way here. Like, I prefer, I'm sure you would have been able to catch it also with like headphones on, just because I don't like the way my voice normally sounds. And so,
I love the way my voice sounds normally.
I mean, whenever I have, if I get into the rhythm,
you listen to myself all the time.
Super humble.
I do. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Being honest. I do not. That's why I thought I was the annoying one.
No. Yeah,
in episode one.
I've learned to drop my register a little bit to feel more comfortable and everything. So like with headphones on, I regularly hear that and I can gauge myself without even realizing, and just kind of stay in my own rhythm. But whenever I get just caught up in this, I may all of a sudden jump to three octaves and be squeaking.
Right. we're going to Austin. We're going to go explore Austin.
We're going to watch
a lot of really good food.
Yeah, we're going to explore Austin in a healthy way and not getting lost after Austin City Limits and wandering
with London.
You gotta keep your phones charged.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's all you gotta do.
Be responsible.
We're gonna be
adults.
Yeah.
You know, when we're at ACL, we could have used one of those phone charger things, stations, and we
but
did not.
We waited to the last second.
Yeah, we're like, wait, they're shut down.
We thought it would be there afterwards.
And
that was
in our defense.
Yes. One of the best and worst festivals I've ever been to.
It was a great experience for us, except for post.
Oh, yeah.
And that's typically where I hate it.
Yeah. No, well, have you heard this story?
I haven't.
I don't know.
I have
we talked about this on this podcast?
Yeah, we did.
I don't listen to great podcasts except on episodes that I'm on.
A brief synopsis is we all had I so it's the three of us in London, and we were basically going to see Paul McCartney. We watched Paul McCartney, and I saw that I had 10 minutes or 10% left on my phone, and we probably were going to be there another hour. I turned off my phone so we could get an Uber or at least see where we had to get back to, because we took a train to the city to be close to the or took the bus to be close to the festival, and we parked at a train station or a bus stop or whatever.
Yeah, so we also save money on.
Yeah. So these two,
the whole point is save money.
Also,
$60 parking.
Also, yeah, to avoid $60 parking. Ready?
You're paying $70 on a.
Well, I'm about to get there. So they also, their phones died. I tried to turn on my phone after the thing, and it wouldn't come on. So we're without a phone. Mm-hmm. Never been to Austin. That part of Austin. Go ahead.
Real quick, I was gonna say, like, he was smart, and he goes, I have 10% left. I'm gonna turn my phone off. His phone has 10% left. It should turn back on.
Yeah,
right. Me and him thinking, well, Josh turned his phone off. I don't need my phone. And we just kept, like, I leaned over to him at one point and go, cool, let's alternate songs on recording parts. That way we can get everything. A little bit, a snippet of everything.
Because we're seeing Paul McCartney.
And we want to.
It's a huge, I will still say, favorite concert of all.
Oh,
time.
For sure. And my phone went down to 1% for like 20 minutes almost.
You said, yeah. I've never seen 1% last so long.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. And then, like,
we did say, worst case scenario, we'll charge it on one of those charging stations before we leave.
Yeah.
So we weren't worried. Didn't realize
you had a plan.
Yeah,
we had
a
plan. We didn't think the plan through.
And it's dark, and we start following a crowd because they shut those down. And had I not had my kid with me, it would have been an adventure. But the fact that we're wandering Austin, and we don't know if we're going north, south, east, west, like where we're supposed to go, and all that stuff, we're following a crowd until the crowd dwindled to just us, and we go, and there's a highway. And we don't even know what highway it is and where the highway goes. And then
just kept walking.
And eventually we saw, like, we went to a gas station, we wandered for an hour and a half.
I asked the guy if I could charge my phone.
While he was pumping gas.
While he was pumping gas in his car, he told me no.
And he wasn't even pumping gas anymore. He was just sitting in his car, just hanging out there.
Yeah.
I tried to call them in the middle of this too. And so
she had no idea.
I had no idea anything was going on. I could not get a hold of Josh, which, you know how I am, being the protective mother. I was like,
oh, no, you're fine.
Yeah, super normal. Yeah. So
everybody calls at 3 a.m.
If you have my kid out at 3 a.m., I'm probably going to call you.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, so we ended up finally walking down,
we were in residential area.
Oh, you remember this? So we waved down a taxi.
Yeah,
and the guy goes, you're." I was like, "Hey, thank God that you stopped, man. Can you take us to this?" We told him where we're going. We knew the name of it,
right?
And he goes, "Yeah, it's gonna cost you. It's gonna be at least $40." And ended up being, but then he went the wrong. He went the long way.
Oh, for sure.
Ended up being $60. What we would have spent if we had just got parking right next to the festival.
Yeah, I think we spent more.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We spent more because we paid for the train or bus thing.
Well, no, we got on the bus thing. We didn't pay for that, but remember the bus took us to a weird spot, so we took a lift in closer. So
the bus we were supposed to. But got on the north bus, and went
the that direction. And that was a whole order because I my ticket didn't work because apparently they said I bought the ticket for the wrong day, and then
it was quite the ordeal.
Yeah, but
I kept telling the guy, I was like, "Ah, thank goodness, yeah, we don't know where we're at. Can you take us this?" And then he proceeded to tell us multiple times,
"Yeah,
oh, you're going totally the wrong way."
Yeah, he's like, way to kick us while we're down, buddy."
I was like, "Yeah, I know." I told you, I don't know. He's like, "Oh, yeah, you're totally way off." I was like, I think I want to be lost again. I think I just let me out here. But yeah, so now we get to explore Austin on our terms.
The right way.
We're going to go to a lot of trails.
London was
a champ.
High spirits the whole time.
Oh, London loves that stuff.
Yeah, he was
in he's kind of like me in that situation. Like he loves an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He loves being on the road. Whenever you guys had him on tour for the 2 weeks, I called him the last day. I said, Buddy, I'm so excited you're going to be home. Are you excited about coming home to us? And he goes, well, yeah, but also no. I was like, well, I'm a little offended, but it's fine. He's like, I just really like being out here, Mom. I'm having such a good time.
He's an adult.
Chill out.
I mean, he really is. He's just one of the guys. I mean, I still have to be his dad, but he's like one of the guys. He's learning. What other kid gets to really do that? Like, very few, right?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely.
Huh?
Homeless kids.
Homeless kids get to do that.
True.
You know.
When you go to Austin, you need to go to the County Line Barbecue.
County Line Barbecue.
We're kicking it easy on red meat right now.
Okay, so maybe not. But if you ever get the hankering for some barbecue and you happen to be in Austin,
go to the County Line. A lot of the barbecue there is amazing. But I think we're going to go to the Oasis. It's a really nice restaurant. What?
Hard Times just posted.
Oasis, the Mexican place?
No, it's like it's right on the lake on the it's Lake vegan. Travis.
It's not a restaurant.
I know I've been, yeah I have, it is. Oh, Oasis, I have been there. I'm just trying to remember what kind of food it was, but I have been there.
I think it has it's a plethora of different options, like
okay,
different. I saw like burgers. Now I saw I'm tacos. Interested. I saw all kinds plethora? Of stuff.
Yep,
I knew it.
Hard Times posted musician mother asked for more baby in the monitor. That's so good.
Sorry, Mom, it's not gonna happen.
They've been killing it. They've been killing it lately. Cool. Well, I think we did it, right?
We did it.
I didn't offend Megan once.
That's impressive.
I think good I job. Did.
I'm not
usually
offended.
Whenever
it was my whenever
I liked that you all kept it clean though. No cussing really. Good job.
No,
sorry.
No, he definitely did.
You did he? I missed it.
Yeah.
You weren't
see, maybe I can let my... Oh, no, I can't let the kids listen to this one.
No. Nope.
Talks still, about sex.
Yep. Yeah, don't want to... Not only just don't about ruin
sex, their parents having sex.
Yep.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't want to ruin this Uncle Tyler created. Vibe that I got going on with kids that I'm not actually related to. I enjoy it.
They should be thankful.
So when are we going to Six Flags again?
I think
I don't
we should
know.
Have
I got
an
this
adult...
Dang pass.
Adult day.
At Six Flags?
Yeah. No kids.
Yeah, but you can you imagine what our kids are going to?
what
was that?
What was that?
What was that? He was slipping, so I picked him up.
I hope you got that
it
on.
Sounded like
a squeak toy almost.
It sounded just like.
It's weird enough that I've been hearing him breathe this entire time, but you found the wrong spot to squeeze him. Did you tip him over?
No, he was like rolling onto my lap, like getting comfortable. But then he started to like slip, so I like grabbed him and he was like,
ha. He honked.
Turned into a goose.
Cool. Well, anything else? Note,
think we're good.
Yeah. All right. Well, we missed Eric, Johnny, and Alexa, but I'm sure they'll be out next week. We got some other podcasts coming down the pike.
Hold on. Is it pike or pipe?
I want to know the same thing.
You've said pike multiple times. I've always thought it was pipe.
I used to think it was pipe also. I heard someone use it pike. I asked the same question. Then
I've
I
heard
looked
pipeline
up.
Too.
I heard it.
Yeah, coming down
where,
the pipeline?
That's where I go.
Let's
with
look
it
up. Let's look
I mean,
it up
like
now.
The pike as an also. Is
so,
that
hey,
like
can you guys sing? Sing. We're going to learn something.
We're gonna learn something.
Okay,
we're gonna learn something. We're gonna learn something.
What could it be?
We don't know yet.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to read this?
Go ahead.
The idiom meaning soon to happen or appear was originally coming down the pike, not coming down the pipe. But both forms are now widely used and understood. In coming down the pike, the noun pike is short for turnpike, which is now a broad road, sometimes a toll road.
Okay. So I remember someone saying pike, and I go, you mean pipe, right? The same way you did. I said, I looked up the origin and basically said the same thing. We are waiting to see what comes down the pipe. The sentence implies that you are standing beneath the pipe looking up and not a good idea. The original expression is coming down the pike, which refers to coming down the turnpike, and the image of something getting bigger as it moves closer to us.
Hmm. Ultimately getting too close, and then you're trampled by it and you die.
Wow. I
mean, it was a dark turn, but I guess so. We know what's wrong with Tyler, or that there is something wrong.
We know there is something wrong. We don't know what it is.
I've known for a long time, and I bet you can find a couple of people in Louisiana who could confirm that.
Louisiana specifically? Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. Cool. Well, I think we did it. Long live the Brotherhood.
Long live the Hive.
Fucking bitch.
How long? Yeah. What's that long? 2 hours?
Yeah. Wow. You couldn't just hold it in.
121.
Uno, veinte, uno. Who wins?
121.
Nobody.
121.
You're listening to a Honey Gold Records production. For this podcast and others like it, go to www.honeygoldrecords.com.